What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. They are A-plus every single day. You do not want to miss it. And they have an A-plus guest today. That is Greg Bedard. They are going to break everything down with this Packers team. Greg does an awesome job covering the NFL and has a great nationwide view of everything. Fun story about Greg Bedard. Back in the Super Bowl season 2010, when he was covering the Packers, he was doing a tweet-up in Washington, D.C., when the Packers were facing the Washington football team at that time. And I went to that tweet up as a completely unknown. Nobody knew who I was at that time. And I was very inebriated at that tweet up. And I was just with my friends. Greg Bedard was having a normal conversation with a bunch of Packers fans at a tweet up like he normally would be. And I drunkenly said, "Greg, who's the Packers emergency quarterback?" And then he answered me. I don't remember what his answer was. And that is my one interaction all time with Greg Bedard. So I'm sure the interaction today with Mason and Mitch will go better than that. So that is my Greg Bedard story that is absolutely 100% true. All right, let's get to Dan Kotnick, my good friend from the Pack-A-Day podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at DK All The Way. Dan, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Andy, who's the Packers emergency quarterback, Andy?
I knew I could count on you. I actually wondered that question all season long, especially because we got pretty close at times where, especially in that last game against Chicago, where Jordan was beat up and then he had the thumb injury to Malik Willis. I actually was quite curious to see who was going to come in as that emergency quarterback. I don't know if it was going to be Jaden Reed or Keyshawn Nix. I had no idea. So I wish I knew the answer to that question, but unfortunately I do not. Do you have an idea who would you put in as...
I was going to say, whoever it was, I'm sure Matt would have schemed up some game plan that they would have run for like 300 yards or something, because it just seems like whenever he gets in a situation like that, like the Malik Willis situation, he just makes some kind of weird magic happen. Like, I don't know. All I know is I trust Matt LaFleur enough to game plan, you know, a box of nails to be a good backup quarterback for us, so...
Breaking news, Dan Kotnick thinks a box of nails would be a better quarterback than Jordan Love, and they would have won that playoff game if a box of nails was that quarterback. All right, Dan, let's get into this. There's a lot of stuff to discuss. Jeff Hafley interview request with the New York Jets. Let's start there. How concerned are you? Should the Jets hire him? Like, where are you at with this entire process?
Yeah, I am mildly concerned about it, just mostly because Like, this is the first time in a long time we've had what feels like a competent defensive coordinator at the helm, you know? And it was like, it's fine, like a breath of fresh air to see a defense come out and be dominant from start to finish all season long. Like, it wasn't like a Joe Barry EKG machine up and down. Like, it was just consistently, you could count on this defense. There's two things that give me confidence. One being the main one that we all know. The Jets organization is a clown show at the moment. Like, they are probably picking their defensive coordinator, you know, based on what his Madden rating is or something like that. So as long as Jeff Hafley's like 40 time is super low, we're probably good there. But, like, you just don't, like, that's the thing. Like, you just don't know what the Jets are going to do. They're so kind of unpredictable at the moment. The other thing, though, that is a little bit more kind of grounded in reality is Matt LaFleur hired Jeff Hafley probably knowing that if Jeff Hafley comes out and performs as well as they hoped, there was a good chance they were going to lose him either this year or in 2 years. And so he probably has like some kind of backup plan or idea for the future. I would just be really surprised that this organization, this head coach, would hire a defensive coordinator this year and just expect him to be here for the next 5 to 10 years or, you know, whatever it is, without having something in their back pocket of worst case scenario, this is what we go do, this is who we move to, whether that's, you know, Robert Saleh or the in-house candidates that you were talking about earlier. They probably have some kind of backup plan in place where I trust their process, that it's not going to be a whole nother wait, you know, interview 5, 10 people kind of thing. They probably have a short list already going into this offseason if Jeff Hafley leaves, and I trust them that they would make the right decision. It would just really stink to lose Jeff Hafley, especially to the Jets. I'm done interacting with the Jets at this point.
I am too. Again, we're being joined by Dan Kotnick of the Packaday Podcast. You can find him on Twitter at DK All The Way. Unless you are able to get the Jets to give you a bunch of draft picks and get you out of the contracts that you no longer want to be on, in which case I'm very much a fan of the New York Jets in those situations. But I do know what you mean. Let me ask you this. If you're Jeff Hafley, put your Jeff Hafley cap on here for a moment. If the Jets offer you that job, and assuming it's good salary and, you know, everything that you would normally expect from that side of things, would you take that job?
I don't think I would, because to bring it back here full circle, it all comes back to the Aaron Rodgers situation. If the Jets had the roster that they have right now, and they had a J.J. McCarthy or a Jaden Daniels or something like that waiting in the wings to take over at quarterback to be the next guy, I would say, okay, like, I can put up with whatever nonsense may or may not be happening in this organization with ownership or whatever. I can handle that because the defense is solid. There's solid pieces on the offense, and I have a future franchise quarterback to build around. They don't have that now. They are in flux. You know, I'm not going to go to the Jets and, you know, put up with Jets media and all and everything that comes with being a coach in New York and not have a quarterback. And especially not going into a draft where there's the quarterback prospects aren't super great. Like it's not like last year. So if it was me, I don't know if I would take the Jets job the way that it is right now. But I mean, getting your name attached with the head coaching moniker in the NFL is pretty important, because that kind of gives you a pass to, you kind of bypass a few steps if you want to go head coach somewhere else in the NFL. Once you already have that title, you kind of already have your foot in the door. And so it's not the best situation, but it's still one of the best 32 head coaching jobs in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's only so many of them. It would be interesting. You know, he obviously was no longer interested in being a college head coach and wanted to get back to being a, you know, defensive minded coach. And you wonder if, you know, if he felt like, hey, I'm going to get these opportunities again, and has that faith in himself, that maybe then you stick it out and say, no, I'm going to get a better job next year or the following year, and I'm happy to be a defensive coordinator for the time being. But yeah, it, like, we're not exactly talking about Ben Johnson here either, where you can't exactly guarantee that you're going to get these opportunities again. Sometimes you only get one shot at this, and I could understand too, if even if it is the Jets, even if it's a dumpster fire of a franchise, these don't exactly just come around every single day. So you might have to take what you can get in that situation. I certainly would not blame him if he decided to go there and take that opportunity and see if he can turn that around. It's going to be interesting for Green Bay. And then again, if Hafley did get that job, where they would go with that. Again, we're being joined by Dan Kotnick, Packaday Podcast, DK All The Way on social media. All right, Dan, I want to skip past Jeff Hafley here for a moment. I do want to get your thoughts on this Packers 2024 season as a whole. We've had a little bit of time now to kind of digest everything that happened. 3-game losing streak to end the year, a rough game against Philadelphia that started awful and just never really got any better. How do you now take a look back at this season in totality, and how do you evaluate it?
Yeah, I think this is hopefully the precursor for the opening of the Jordan Love Super Bowl window, you know?
Sure.
It was the first year was, let's see what we have with Jordan Love. Let's figure this out and let's see who's going to stick around, you know, coaching wise, player wise, into this new era. This year it was, let's figure that stuff out. That kind of got derailed by the Jordan Love injury stuff at the beginning of the year and the middle of the year. That, you know, didn't help, you know, the coalescing of everything. But they've made huge improvements on both sides of the ball in free agency and guys that should be here for at least the next couple of years in McKinney and Jacobs. It's a solid offensive line. Not great, but solid. You've got Jordan Morgan coming back. And so it was a very up and down kind of season. The first season, everyone's kind of trying to just see who works. This year, everyone's trying to go through that growing pain of, now you're all veterans, you need to figure this out. And that's what I think you can attribute a lot of that, you know, the penalties and the shooting yourself in the foot mistakes and all of that, you know, feels like it comes from just a lot of guys like settling down, finding their rhythm. And it took them basically a whole season. It was a weird season for everybody, and I think that going into the third year now, you know, it's an odd situation because you have Jordan Love going into his third year as the starter, and like half of his offensive weapons are on the same like projection of like start, like they're all going into their third year together. You know, it's like a draft class almost all together, and. And so I think that this third year coming up, this we'll look back at this year after next year and say all those mistakes that we saw in 2024, they've been cleaned up in 2025, and this is the 2025 Packers are going to be your team of the next 5 to 10 years. However that kind of looks, if it's middle of the road, it might be kind of middle of the road for the next, you know, 5 years or so, like however long the Jordan Love contract kind of goes out. But I think the 2024 season gets remembered as kind of underwhelming compared to the talent that they had and really the expectation of the team coming into this year. But I will think we look back on it as kind of that precursor season of, oh, that's when that was the before time before the Jordan Love Super Bowl window truly opened, and we kind of enter into that new era.
You are listening live to Dan Kotnick of the Packaday Podcast right here on the Packaday Radio Show. You can find him on Twitter at DK All The Way. You will enjoy this. I know of all people, you will enjoy this. I was talking to Nathan and Tyler last night for tomorrow's Packaday podcast, and I equated it to this. 2023 was their adolescence. It was fun. They were doing some cool things. You saw some positives. You saw some negatives. It was cute. It was exciting. 2024 was puberty. They went through some weird things. They went through some changes. We saw some things we didn't want to see happen. It was an odd time for this team. 2025 is maturity, adulthood. It's time to grow up, play big boy football. That's the way I'm looking at this Packers team. Adolescence in 2023, puberty in 24, big boy football in 2025. Are you all in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, looking back on my teenage years, it sure felt like the 2024 Packers season.
Yes.
So yeah, that I appreciate that metaphor.
All right, deal. I'm all in on that. All right, let me ask you this, Sir Dan Kotnick. Confidence level in Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love going into 2025, where are you at with that?
I'm still very high on both of them. Jordan Love, maybe I'm more so high on Jordan Love just because, like, I have to like, make a physical, conscious effort to remind myself, this isn't Aaron Rodgers, you know? Like, I grew up, like, Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback that I saw from start to finish, like, from draft to develop, become the Super Bowl champion, MVP, and move on. Like, that's my first experience with it. And so it's really hard for, I think, NFL fans in general, is we all want to, like, hit those same milestones. We all want to see, you know, the synergy and the thing of like, oh, well, when Aaron was this age, he was doing this. What's Jordan Love doing at the same age? You know, you can't do that. Like, they are different people. It's a different NFL. It's a different head coach. It's a different team. It's going to be a very different developmental path for Jordan Love than Aaron Rodgers. So it's, I have to make that conscious effort to not set my expectation to the Aaron Rodgers level. So my expectation for Jordan Love is still very high. My confidence in him is still very high. Matt LaFleur, still high, but I do think, and I want to preface this because I know hot seat is getting thrown around a lot. He is nowhere close to the hot seat or anything.
Agreed.
But I do think we're starting to enter that initial phase of you need to do something here. You know, like, you've now got your quarterback. You've now got all of the pieces. You've gone through a couple defensive coordinators, special teams coordinators. You know, you're crafting the team and your image year after year. It can't be divisional round and done, or NFC championship and done. Like, it needs to get there. And we're starting to just enter that initial phase. And I do wonder something that I've been kind of like thinking about in the back of my mind. We're entering the first season in 2025 without Mark Murphy at the helm, who hired Matt LaFleur. You know, Matt LaFleur. He was Mark Murphy's guy. Ed Policy now. I'm not saying Ed Policy puts him on the hot seat or anything, but you know, Ed Policy isn't Mark Murphy. So if you're Matt LaFleur, you almost kind of need to prove that you are still the guy. There's something a little bit extra to prove now. And so I'm still confident in him, and I don't think he's on a hot seat of any kind, but I do think we're starting to get to that point where you need to make some kind of statement. There has to be a statement win under Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love. Like, really, you can't, there's really not like a big playoff win you can point to and say, like, that was Matt LaFleur's marquee win. You know, they were all real. All the playoff games that he's won, they've been great. But there's really not one where you can say, like, there, he overcame odds. He beat a team that he was markedly, you know, an underdog or, you know, was at a disadvantage. He's never had that. And so I want to see that this year, and I'll feel really good about it.
Let me ask you this as a follow-up. Again, Dan Kotnick, Packaday Podcast, DK all the way on social media. What's the Mendoza line for Matt LaFleur next year? Like, if I told you that Matt LaFleur was not back in 2026, what happened in 2025? Like, is it not making the playoffs? Is it like 6-11? Is it 4-13? Is it 0-17? Or does that option not even exist? Like, it couldn't happen. It'll be back in 2026 no matter what.
I'm not sure there is one where he's not back in 2026. I mean, like, it would take some kind of like nuclear option of, like you said, like 0-17, where he doesn't come back. And I just can't imagine that happening. Like, any situation where I say, like, that's the line, I just can't imagine it happening. I think even 0-17, there's an argument that says if they went 0-17, something majorly catastrophic happened to this team, and is that really his fault at that point, you know? But, yeah, I will say, though, Even if you go like 500 next year and you have the same division record after next year as you did this year, that's when I think things start to heat up. If you want to talk about Mendoza line for getting put on the hot seat, if it's close to a 500 season and you go 1-5 in the division, or God forbid 0-6, then I think that's the line where I say, okay, now you've officially entered hot seat territory.
I like it. I think that makes a ton of sense, and I'm very intrigued to see how all of that goes. Hopefully it's just an awesome season, then win a Super Bowl, and we don't have to talk about any of this anymore, but you never quite know. Yeah, exactly. You never quite know how it's going to go. Again, Dan Kotnick, Packaday Podcast, at DK all the way. Before we get you out of here, Dan, let me just ask you this kind of really quick. How would you attack this offseason if you were Brian Gutekunst?
It's extremely simple. for me. You have to make one phone call, and I will help Brian Gutekunst do his job, and I'll give him the script. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is. All you have to say, Max Crosby, this is God. Come to Green Bay.
That's little Reggie White redo.
Little Reggie White, do whatever you need to do. But like in general, like Max Crosby would be amazing. You know, Josh Jacobs is floating out the, you know, stuff of I need to recruit guys, and everyone immediately thinks Max Crosby. But I think that that's what you have to do is you've got some money to play with this offseason. Attack like the best possible pass rush you can get onto this team. Go out and spend big right there. And I think that takes care of a lot of stuff in the background, honestly. After that, find something at cornerback. I don't know what the market quite looks like, but whether that's Jair Alexander coming back, whether that's, you know, a free agent coming in, I think you do that. And then draft-wise, go high on offensive line and wide receiver. Get those guys that are going to develop and be depth pieces and add to this team early, but you're not relying on them. But I think the big key, we all saw it this year, was the crux of many problems. Get a pass rush for the love of God, Brian Gutekunst. And I think it's as simple as that. Pass rush equals profit.
I would not hold my breath on Max Crosby, but you and I are very much in agreement that pass rush is 1A on the list of Green Bay's needs this offseason. Dan, you are the absolute best. Tell us where we can find you, obviously, on social media. Anything you want to plug on the way out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the wonderful Pack-A-Day podcast every Monday. You can find me there. And then on the socials, on Twitter at DK All The Way, and also a lot more active on Blue Sky at Dan O'Damano if you want to find me there.
Yeah, make sure to check him out. He does amazing work. I can't appreciate all the work that you put into the Pack-A-Day podcast, and we'll definitely do this again. Dan, you're the best. You can follow him on Twitter at DK All The Way on Twitter. And is it Dan O'Damano on Blue Sky?
That is, yep.
All right, Daniel DeMano on Blue Sky. We'll talk again soon, my friend. As we come back, we're going to be going to the phone, so get those phone calls into the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.